The opinions of Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman don't reflect the views of Gal Media. Parental discretion is advised. KFNC Mont Bellevue, Houston, a Gal Media station.
Sports,
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 sports.
So they just sit there and talk about sports?
Yeah, and there was a lot of sports this weekend, and more sports tonight. And next week, real sports. The NFL will be here. Let's do this. It's a Monday on the Blitz.
Shall we begin?
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN97.5.com.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And The Blitz is on for a Monday. Welcome to the greatest show in the history of the known universe with me, Fred Fowler, the Falcon, A.J. Hoffman, Chocolate Braveheart, Aaron Raybould, the Voldemort. If you want to get in today, 713-780-ESPN's your number, 713-780-3776, or you can get us on the Blitz Facebook page. Find the Blitz, click like, send a message. Aaron will read it. There's Twitter at Fred Fowler, F-A-O-U-R, at AJ is the real, at Aaron is Blitz, at Degenerates 975. There's the text line. You know the number for that. And if you want to watch us on Twitch, just go to twitch.tv/ESPN975 and you'll get to hear what we talk about on the breaks. Unless it's something important that we can't share with the people, which happens occasionally.
Yeah, it happens.
Yeah. Yeah, it's probably gonna happen today, as a matter of fact. But, yeah, we'll be on there on the breaks. And it's a Monday. Hope everybody had an awesome weekend. How was yours?
It was all right. Yeah, it was busy. I did a lot of drinking. Yeah. And I'm off the booze now. I'm dieting.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Well, I'll still have booze, like, but no more beer. I'm cut off of beer for a while.
Okay.
Even though Eric Warner is going to come on with us today and pimp the Carboctoberfest.
Mm.
So, but...
Yeah.
Mostly, I'm off the beer.
Except for Friday happy hour, you're on.
I'm not going to drink beer on Friday happy hour. Okay. I'm going to drink booze on Friday happy
hour. Okay, but as long as you're going to drink on that.
Yeah, I'll drink, but just not beer. I've got to watch my figure. And so, I drank an exorbitant amount of beer on Saturday night, which basically ruined me for Sunday. And I'd spent all, like, I drank pretty much all day on Saturday because I was in the pool from, like, I don't know, 1 until about 7. And then started, and I was drinking there and then drank with some of my buddies until about 3 a.m. And...
I can't even stay up till 3 a.m.
Yeah, I was hurting. So then Sunday... I basically sat around and played the PGA 2K21 game.
How'd you like it?
I like it.
Yeah, it's fun. I do too. I'm actually playing more of that than I am Madden now. So I got to give credit to the wife. She made an awesome purchase this weekend. We been trying to get home weight equipment and to no avail because everybody sold out and backed up and everything
right.
else. She found these. These dumbbells, adjustable dumbbells,
mm-hmm.
that you can basically go up to 50 pounds with, but it's like having a full rack of dumbbells.
Yeah.
And it's awesome. I mean, I can't do all the things that I want to do, but the last 2 days I've been able to just go to town on those things, and I feel great because I'm actually working out again.
Do you want to show people your biceps
Not
on the
yet.
Twitch?
No, give it a couple weeks. I got to build them back up. And right now I got old man biceps.
Okay. I mean,
the 4 months without lifting weights, it just kind of... when you're old. But yeah, give me a couple weeks. I'll be back because just dove right into that this weekend, drank a lot, and had a really just quiet weekend. Won another poker tournament Friday night.
Oh, yes.
It was fun, man. It came down to me and Jerry Bo heads up, which, you know, no offense. It should happen all the time. But yeah, that was a blast. And then I played the last two nights, but I wasn't really into it. Kind of probably need to take a few days off. But otherwise, man, good weekend. Watch some sport. Watched your Astros. Not yesterday. Whoops.
Mm.
Hey, but they did beat the A's twice.
Yeah, finally.
Finally. They beat a good team. So.
So I guess they, but they also did not do anything at the trade deadline. So.
Yeah, I think they should have added an arm in the bullpen at the very least. But, you know, that's fine. I mean, I don't know how. Critical. That, I mean, what happens if all your guys get COVID and you can't finish anyway? And you've given up a bunch of, well, I don't know what prospects even have anymore because they're not playing. So, but yeah, I mean, I wish they would have done something. Your Rockets took care of business. the other night. Got Westbrook back.
It seems like everyone thinks it's a foregone conclusion that they're going to win the series.
I think it's a six-gone conclusion because they're going to win in six.
Okay.
So, yeah, they're going to win. It's over.
I mean, it looks pretty over, but I don't know. I've seen this Rockets team do some things.
Oh, yeah. I mean, they're capable of going out and shooting 10 for 50 on threes, but I feel pretty good about their chances. And, I actually did Fox 26 with Nate Griffin this morning at 6:40 a.m. And one of his questions was, did I think that was a cheap shot on P.J. Tucker? I thought it was a cheap shot. It looked like he was going for the balls.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I don't blame Tucker for reacting, but they both got punished, and they should have. So that was one big question. And then what I thought was going to happen with the Astros, and how cool is it that we had college football back? Which, if you only watch the last 2 minutes of that game, then that was about as – that's all you needed to see.
Yeah.
That was fun. So we have real football right around the corner. I realized it today because I had to write my Thursday column. A week from Thursday, Texans and Chiefs.
I know. We're so close.
Yeah. So that was pretty much it. That was kind of fun. Although, you know, I always get up early anyway, but it's a little different when you have to go on camera, even though it was on Zoom. So of course I get up, shower, get cleaned up, do the hair up to where I don't look like a bum. And of course I cut myself shaving and it's just like bleeding the whole time. I'm like, ah,
I do that with my head all the time. I'll rant like about once every 3 months, I'll nick my head. And then I have to get one of those little tiny round Band-Aids.
Yeah.
But I've got the flesh colored. So it looks less crazy, but still not great.
Yeah, it's like the worst time to... and of course, you know, like I wipe it off right before I go on. And I'm just hoping that it's not bleeding the whole time I'm on camera. But no, it was fun. I was glad to do it. And it's fun to... chatting with Nate again, even though it's very different when you're sitting at home doing it. It's just like doing our show when we were at home.
Right.
You know, but yeah, so if you were up really early this morning and needed to be scared out of your mind, then all you had to do was flip on Fox 26 this morning. And there was my ugly mug. But the hair was glorious. So there was that. Yeah, that was it's pretty much it for my weekend. Didn't really I mean, I drank a little bit, but I didn't get stupid. I had some margaritas on Saturday with my buddy John the lawyer. I hadn't seen him in forever, so went and had lunch. But that was it. You know, I stopped drinking for a while and then started drinking again later. But very strange. I'm not doing my just drink all weekend thing right now. And curious what you think about this. We've been talking about there's a bike ride next weekend. We haven't done one of these since the whole Rona thing started. And I still don't know how I feel about it. Although you're not really going to be close to people. At least I'm not. I'm going to stay far away from them and wear a mask. But, you know, I don't know how many people it's going to be. Like if it's 80 or 90 people, that's too many. But if it's like 15 or 20 and I'm staying away from them, I kind of feel like that's all right.
Yeah, good luck.
I don't know. I need a ruling because, yeah, I'd be real... I mean, I kind of want to do it, but I also kind of feel like, I can probably wait a little bit longer.
I don't know. I mean, it depends on how much you want to pay money to run with strangers.
Well, no, this is a bike ride and it's free.
Whatever. Yeah. I mean, I don't know. A bike ride may be a little different.
The running thing, I'm just not ready to do yet. Not with a whole group, especially since I know how those things start.
I've been riding my bike on the, we've got like a 2.5 mile nature trail in my subdivision, and I've been riding my bike there, but it's also with nobody else.
Yeah, and so I'm kind of like want to do it, but it's like I need to go on a bike ride with a bunch of people. I've got bike trails all over there, and they've got bike lanes on my street now. I mean, I've got plenty of places to ride, but you know, it also makes me get out and do something,
right?
As opposed to sit around and play golf and Madden on TV all day. So 713-780-ESPN. So some weird stuff going on with your Jaguars. First, they trade Ngakoue to the Vikings.
For not much.
Not as much as you would think. And then they just say, hey, Leonard Fournette, see ya.
Bye.
Which, you know, okay, he's underperformed, But man, that was a pretty high draft pick that you're just jettisoning. I guess he's impossible to deal with.
That's what it sounds like. I mean, and would it surprise you? I mean, not really. I guess he's been a disappointment. I don't know if I'd call him a full-blown bust.
I guess his rookie year, he was pretty damn good.
Right. But he's obviously not a guy they were looking to re-sign anyway. And I don't know if he had any kind of trade value. I guess if he did, they would have found somebody.
Yeah.
So he'll be on waivers now, and you know, and they had an opportunity after they basically announced it that someone could have come in and traded for him, and he wouldn't have hit waivers, and no one was willing to give up anything for him. So it kind of lets you know.
Well, and plus, this close to the season, you know, he's got to be a third running back, right? Well, that's a guy you're going to have to put on special teams. Do you see Leonard Fournette playing special teams?
No.
So it's going to take somebody's starter going out, and then maybe. All right.
Top five running back.
Oof. Oof. Quick break. It is the Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
This is the Blitz.
Oh, that sounds great.
On ESPN 97.5.
All right, guys, I got to talk about a late health. And if you're suffering with BPH and enlarged prostate, or someone you know is, you may be urinating often, urinating at night, difficulty starting to pee. If that's you or someone you know, you may have an enlarged prostate. And if it's not cancerous, you don't need surgery. Surgery for this is awful. It involves a drill in your pee hole, and it could mean that your penis will never work again. And that sounds terrible, right? Dr. Andrew Doe at Elite Health agreed. He said, you know what? I've got this idea. First doctor in Houston to do a procedure called PAE. It's an advanced, minimally invasive procedure that uses X-ray technology to treat your prostate non-surgically. You're in and out in a few hours, done right there in the office at Elite Health. And nobody in Houston has done more of these PAE procedures than Dr. Doe. He's the guy you want. PAE is covered by most insurance plans. Learn more today, 832-850-4618. That's 832-850-4618. Check them out online. ChoosePAE.com.
You are listening to The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. 713-780-ESPN is your number. A couple of things that Maggie the Magnificent on Twitch said. Just saw the Beastie Boys story. Excellent. Better than advertised. Telling you guys, that thing's amazing. Have you seen it yet, Aaron?
I finished it this morning.
And your thoughts?
I loved it.
Yeah, it's one of the best things like that I've ever seen.
Yeah, because anything like that always goes into the history of it, but the fact that they talked, even kind of admitted to themselves that after License to Ill came out, they changed and they became different people and were scared of their original bandmates and stuff like that.
Yeah.
It was good. It was good to watch them be humbled about it.
And it just was incredibly revealing how, you know, they grew and evolved, and how humbling it was that they had to go back to playing clubs at one point before Sabotage came out.
Yeah, how they got screwed over by Def Jam.
Yeah, but you know what? They were pretty cool to those guys despite that.
They were.
And, you know, because they did get them started. So if you haven't seen that, I highly recommend it. And then a couple people were asking me what I thought of Madden. I know it's getting ripped a lot, but I hadn't bought it for a couple years. To me, it's kind of the same as every other Madden that I've ever played.
Kind of what I was expecting.
Yeah, it's not really any different. It's not great. I mean, it hasn't evolved the way I'd hope. And just for like playing franchise, the music sucks. But I do like the thing where you can just play it offense if you want. That's fun. That way you can get more time, you know, more game time in. But otherwise, I mean, I don't hate it as much as everybody else. Apparently, the story mode is the worst thing ever. Now, it's not anything I would ever play, so I can't really speak to it because I haven't even looked at it. But, you know, I don't hate it.
Okay. Well, you don't hate it. That's a That is a big time endorsement,
yeah,
right there.
Yeah, well, I mean, it's Madden. It's just it's always been more flash than substance, and you know that when you buy it, and it's just not any different than any other one, for whatever that's worth. 713-780-ESPN, 713-780-3776. The other thing I watched, Aaron has me on that Ted Lasso show now, which is now coming out once a week, which I hate. So thank you for that, Aaron. And I don't mean that in a good way. And then I started watching that Cobra Kai because I was bored. I couldn't sleep. I think it was Saturday night. I woke up at like 3 a.m. and started watching it. And at first it looked like it was going to be pretty funny. It had all this 80s, you know, flashback stuff, which everybody's doing now, which, you know, they should have stopped with Stranger Things because it worked for them. But I'm into season 2 now, and I'm like, what is the point of this? Why am I watching this?
Yeah. You know? I started 000 the other day.
Yeah?
Yeah, so far so good.
Okay. Somebody told me I need to watch that that Lovecraft. I've had a couple people tell me that now, Lovecraft Country. So that's on my list. But then 000 has been like next on my queue for a while.
Okay.
I just haven't watched it yet, so... I'll be curious what your thoughts are on it.
So far, so good. I mean, it's got my attention. So, drugs, things like that, I'm into.
Well, who isn't? Yeah. But I people have told me there's a mafia presence to it, so that's what interests me. So, and you know what's up? Says finished Cobra Kai yesterday. Not bad. More for teens. Yeah, I think that's the problem. I'm not the target audience. I kind of thought I might be the target audience because, you know, I was roughly their age. And so, but they're much more handsome than I am at their age. And, you know, and it's more about the kids. And that's probably why I'm not getting into it as much.
Okay.
So, but, so that's your TV update for the day. But, and,
well, we have our Houston Texans update for the day.
Oh, okay. Our
non-pedo news, yeah. I mean, we obviously, it's not really news today. It was news yesterday, but the Zach Cunningham signing, I can't be, and I know I'm not the only one because I, you know, obviously everyone else has sense in their head, but it's like they refuse to get a good deal on anybody. Who's the last guy the Texans signed and we were like, you know what, that's a really team-friendly deal. That's a good deal for them.
Well, I think it wouldn't be him. Kaimi.
No. Whitney Merck. No.
Bradley Roby on a one-year deal last year.
Okay.
But then this year, they rewarded.
Not.
Right. Yeah. You know, I think I'm going to go through and look at the Texans and see if there's got to be somebody on this roster that I think they made a deal with them where they came out ahead.
It's just a weird thing. And it's
like JJ is probably making, you know, like he's making 15 and a half this year for what he is. That's probably a good deal, but that wasn't, you know.
And by the way, Bradley Roby, I mean, whatever you think of, like, yeah, they got him on a good deal last year. He only played 10 of those games. Mm-hmm. And then they were like, you know what? You earned it. Here's the money.
Yeah.
It's just not a really smart organization.
Laramie Tunsil, that's not a bargain.
Laramie Tunsil's the highest paid offensive lineman in the league.
Whitney Merciless, way too much money. Yep. 10.5 and guaranteed, $12 million this year. David Johnson, are you underpaying?
Way overpaying.
Will Fuller, $10 million.
Way overpaying.
Bradley Roby, we've already discussed. Nick Martin's cap number is $8.75 million this year.
I think he's a – I don't know. I just don't understand why – I mean, center, kicker. you're paying these guys like they're top-tier guys. And even
– Bernardrick McKinney's making $7.4 million.
And Bernardrick McKinney's a good player.
Yeah, but he's not
– Is he irreplaceable?
No. Is he a guy I want on the field when covering somebody? No.
No.
Guys like Kenny Stills and Brandon Cooks that they traded for, I'm not really going to count.
They didn't sign those deals.
Right, right. But Kaimi Fairbairn makes more than Deshaun Watson this year. We've talked about that before. Eric Murray, $4.3 million. I mean, you could throw 10 safeties in the air and pull one down, and he'll be Eric Murray, and you're paying him that. You know, Zach Fulton, okay, 4.2 for a starting guard, about right. Duke Johnson, you're overpaying.
I mean, find the position where you're not overpaying.
Where you sign the deal, that's the problem. Because every one of these guys, like, okay, Dylan Cole at $2.1 million, that's probably about right for him. So even that's not a bargain. Yeah, I got nothing.
So how long can your team be competitive if you don't have any bargain guys on the team? Like,
well, your bargain guys are all your draft picks and your Peter Kalambayis. They're bottom level guys. I still think, you know, I don't mind them giving Cunningham a deal. I just think it's, did they have to pay him that much?
No.
It feels like third highest paid linebacker
in the
league.
It's like they almost said, hey, okay, what money do you want? And he said, how about this? And they said, done.
We've talked about this before. It seems like they pay sticker price on everything. But I do, like even Randall Cobb, I like the signing. I thought they paid too much for him.
And think about, like, look at the top five cap hits for next year for the Texans, and you tell me what they are. Let's play a little game.
For 2020 or 2021?
For 2020.
Okay. Jose Watt would be up there. His number's going to be higher than Tunsil's because Tunsil only part of his extension kicks.
Okay. So do you think J.J. Watt in 2020 is worth the money that he's going to be for his cap hit?
Well,
don't tell me if he stays on the field.
No, I think the number that he's playing at is fair because 15.5 is only a million more than what you just gave Zach Cunningham. He's more valuable than Zach Cunningham. And if you look at
if he stays on the field.
Well, you know, but that you said not to say that.
Okay.
And you just said it.
I know.
So that's a dickweed move. But no, I think that's a fair salary for JJ at this stage of his career. I damn sure wouldn't want to pay him any more. If you're going to extend him, it better not be for the same price because it doesn't go up from here production-wise. But I know, I don't think he's overpaid. And I don't think Tunsil's overpaid this season. 14.1 is his hit.
I guess maybe 2021 is the where you want to look if you really want to see like what the future is. Because I think, I mean, Merciless and David Johnson are woefully overpaid this year too.
Right.
But
well, here's where it gets ugly in 2021. Okay, Watt's cap number would be 17.5, which is a little higher than I'd want to pay, but you could whack him at no charge.
Okay.
Or you renegotiate, which I think is a possibility because in 2021, he's probably going to be a $12 or $13 million a year player.
And also remember, in 2021, you're either going to be paying, you're probably going to be paying Deshaun Watson, if he's franchised, what, 18 mil-ish?
Well, he's under contract for 2021 if they pick up his fifth-year option.
Okay, like you're right. So 15?
I thought it was 17.5. Okay. 17.5 would be his number. But, I mean, obviously, you're going to try to get a deal done. It's probably going to be twice that. But, yeah, in 2021, Watt, 17.5. Tunsil, 19.4. Whitney Mercilus, 12 million.
Crazy.
David Johnson, 9 million, but you could cut him if you wanted to. Bradley Roby, 11 million. And I mean, that's just a little over market value for him. I think it's a lot over market value for David Johnson. Nick Martin, 8.7. Over market value. You'll be paying Brandon Cooks, 12 million. If he has a big year for you, that's not outrageous. You'll be paying Bernardrick McKinney, 8.5. What has he done to be worth 8.5?
That's what I'm saying.
And you'll be paying Kaimi Fairbairn, 4.2 million.
Your kicker that's not named Justin Tucker.
At least he won't be making more than Deshaun Watson in 2021.
Well, that'll be a first,
right? He'll be making almost as much as Duke Johnson. All right, let's take a quick break. It is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
My name is Bob Lee, and you're listening to ESPN 97.5.
This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. This has got to be a fake. One of the weather guys tweeted this out. Forecast temperatures Thursday at 11:30 a.m. Houston, 55 degrees.
No, that's
got to be a fake.
That's not true.
Oh, no, that's for Thursday, September 10th. Never mind.
Still.
Okay. Yeah. There's
not going to be 55 degrees in Houston in September.
No. Not. I mean, maybe at the very, very end of September for a day. Okay, yeah, that's for September 10th. So 713-780-ESPN is your number. Okay, so as your non-pedo positive COVID guy, can I give you some semi-positive COVID?
Sure.
News? Well, the last 2 days, being Monday and Sunday, the case day-by-day case numbers have been relatively high. I mean, not nearly what they were in the... I mean, it's up from where it was this time last week by about 100 cases. But on Saturday, only 705 new cases. This is the third time now in the last 10 days where it's been under 1,000.
Okay.
So, you know, that's a positive. And hopefully this trend will continue and we'll get to where every day is under 1,000. Now, I know no one else in the media is going to report that, because it's positive news. And we don't want positive news. We want you to keep coming back. So, somebody says mid-80s and lower 70s next Thursday. Yeah, there's no way it's going to be 55. But a weather guy tweeted that.
I'd take that. Mid-80s and low 70s.
Yeah, yeah. Even if it's only for a couple of days.
Yeah.
So, which is what it'll be. Because I didn't get my... I didn't get my summer in Saskatchewan where it was... you know, low 50s at night, and I got spoiled. Yeah. But we'll get through this thing, man. One of these days, when summer will end, and one of these days the COVID will end, but we're gonna have football. I have some not so good news. This is the not so good COVID.
All well, right,
actually, you know what? It depends on your perspective. For some,
bring it down.
For some people, this might be a positive. In fact, there was a time where this would have been a positive for me.
Okay.
Divorce rates in America soar by 34% during the COVID-19
pandemic.
That's
wild, man. That's like, I could see like a shift of like, you know, 5%, even 10%.
That's one in three more, basically. And our rate was already high. So interest in divorce spiked on April 13th, which is approximately 3 weeks after most states implemented lockdown orders. Southern states in the Bible Belt recorded the highest number of divorce rates, and newlyweds married under 5 months were hit the hardest, but those married within 5 years also sought divorces. I could see the under 5 months thing, because you didn't sign up for that, right? You didn't sign up to be stuck in a house with somebody, and you're like, oh, this is going to be great. She's going to work during the day. I'm going to work during the day. We'll hang out a few hours a night. It'll all be good. That's how marriage works. And then all of a sudden, you're stuck together. Maybe you should. I'm not one to counsel on marriage. I am one to counsel on divorce. Just maybe be really sure before you guys get married.
Yeah, you know, that's all. That's,
you know, there's always another opportunity out there. Just saying. But yeah, I knew it was going to be bad. 31% of all couples admitted the quarantine caused irreparable damage to their relationships. So I'm curious. That means basically one of the three of us, it caused irreparable damage. I'm going to go with it wasn't me. And in part because now, to be fair, she's been working every day. So she was only home for about a week before she had to go back to the office. So it hasn't been the classic quarantine all over each other, on top of each other thing. But it hasn't. Your wife been working too?
And she works from home. But
you've been here.
I've been here, and a couple times a month she has to go in and actually work in Mission Control. But most of the
Mission
time.
Mission Control.
Like what, in the morning.
Does she sometimes have to go to space, or?
No, she has to push buttons for space.
She hasn't had to go to space.
Okay. No.
I mean, it feels like maybe she should go up there. It's probably safer right now.
Yeah. There is no space COVID.
Yeah.
That we know of.
Yeah, well.
Or that they'll admit to.
What are you saying, that the astronauts brought this back? Is that the conspiracy you're going to go with?
I didn't say anything.
Chinese astronauts brought it to Wuhan? You're becoming quite the conspiracy theorist. I think you should focus your energy, though, on aliens, man, because I could use a partner in crime as an ancient astronaut theorist. I don't have to be the only one. You know, you could jump right in.
But see, my conspiracy would be aliens are secretly already running the country.
That's already
lizard people.
Well,
aliens.
That's out there.
Well, it's out there. But it's not really aliens. It's a secret shadow government that's running everything that doesn't answer to the president or Congress or anybody. And they're the ones who are in contact with the aliens. So they have the alien technology. And there's like two or three documentaries that do this. And I'm like, you know, this, again, sounds like a movie I saw called Men in Black. But hey. There's so many goofy things out there these days. One of our listeners sent me this over the weekend, and this pertains to you.
To me or Aaron?
To you.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Man found with stolen mail during traffic stop in Harris County.
Yeah, a lot of people are doing it, I guess. Guys, quit stealing mail.
Yeah, yeah.
It's not wise.
I mean,
you're going to get caught.
Okay, first off, 90% of it's junk mail.
Yeah.
Hey, did you see the pictures?
It's all like
flyers and stuff. Yeah. So, okay, what are you doing with that?
Oh, I'm taking his pizza coupons.
I'm going to get through and cut all those.
Ooh, I bet he's going to get a 10% off your oil change flyer from the local auto shop. Give me a break. That's what you're stealing.
Well, and
that's why I hate people.
And even if you get somebody's check, how the hell are you going to cash it?
Right.
I mean, I apologize. I don't remember who it was because I got a bunch of emails this weekend, but one of our listeners sent it and said, hey, bet AJ's interested in that.
Yeah. Okay. But my guy he's already dead.
Okay.
Yeah. Don't worry.
But you're not admitting anything.
I didn't kill him. The cops did. Oh, so, okay. And it sounds to me like a justified killing.
Okay.
Because he tried to take a cop's gun, and that'll get you got pretty much every time.
Yeah.
Actually, I don't know if he died. I think he did die. I was going to say, or maybe he went to the hospital. I think he died.
Hmm. Well, better the cop shot him than you.
Well, yeah.
I don't know if you saw this, but Kenneth Gainwell, that really good running back from Memphis, going to sit out 2020.
I think you're going to see a lot more of that. There's really not much reason for a lot of these guys to play, right?
Well, I mean, what are you really playing for? I mean, if you think Memphis can run the table, this would be the year to get into the playoff, but that's such a long shot and you're going to be a high draft pick.
Well, I mean, Jamar Chase from LSU, he's sitting out.
Yeah.
The guy from Penn State, he's sitting out, but he didn't have a choice because the whole Big Ten sitting out. But Jamar Chase.
Again, though, what are you going to do? You've already won a national championship. Your draft stock isn't going to go any farther up.
Yeah.
It might go down if you get hurt.
But that's three guys from LSU now that are, you know, and those are all guys who are going to the NFL. There's a lot of guys who I think it's going to be a weird season, man. And it's going to be tough on handicapping. It's going to be tough for lots of different reasons. It's going to be tough for guys like Lance who, you know, he's going to have to go back and dig up film on guys from last year. And then how much are you going to take? How seriously are you going to take the film from this year versus last year?
And you're not going to play as many games. So you're not going to have the body of work. I mean, his life gets a little tougher. But the reality is once football gets here and they're playing, I mean, the teams that are on the field will be the teams that, it's still going to be good football, I think. And you're still going to have a lot of good players out there. And, you know, I'm all for it. I'm all for college football. If guys want to sit out, I don't blame them at all. But, if they want to play, great. But if I were... Like, if I'm Trevor Lawrence and I can win another championship, I'll probably play. But because I think Clemson's going to be there no matter what. I think Alabama's probably going to be there.
Yeah.
LSU, as great as they were last year, they lost so many players. I don't know that I blame anybody. I mean, it's a lot to ask. But somebody says, living with a person is one thing, but being quarantined with them 24/7 for weeks on end is testing one's patience. Yeah, that would. I get that, man. I do. There are absolutely no secrets when you're around somebody that much. And, you know, now when we were both home at the same time, I basically stayed on the first floor and she stayed on the third floor. That way we kept from, you know, we'd have dinner, watch a movie or something, and then act like we weren't in the same house.
Right.
That helped. Because, believe me, I mean, I'm not the easiest guy to live with. Well, I am easy to live with, but I can be irritating. I know that. Quick break. It's a Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
You're listening to The Blitz.
On ESPN
97.5.
You are listening to The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN97.5.com.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we're back on The Blitz. So you can make fun of me for all you want, but I like this song. So there. This just came across. The National Weather Service has issued an excessive heat warning from Harris County until 8 p.m. today. Dangerously hot conditions with heat index values of 113 to 117 degrees will be possible.
But next week it's going to be cold.
Well, I mean, that's... But you know what? I don't want to think about next week now because it's too damn hot out there. Like, this morning was brutal. Usually the mornings aren't so bad. But even before the sun came up, when I took the dogs out, I'm just like drenched in sweat. It's like, my God. It's all humidity. I'm going to see if this is actually true. I'm going to look at the Houston 10-day forecast and see if this weather thing is correct. Because, I don't trust weather people.
Yeah.
Mainly because, I don't know, they told you needed to really be worried about that storm. Who told you Vinton was in trouble?
You did.
And, man, I have some friends over there with Delta Downs, apparently, which was right in the middle of it. Lost their tote board, did a bunch of damage over there. Some people I know are out of their homes right now. Okay, so here's what it looks like. Starting on Monday, when the winds will shift to the northeast at 8 p.m. This is a week from today. High of 94, low of 76. Tuesday, high of 92, low of 74. Wednesday, high of 85, low of 68. You'll take that.
Yeah.
Thursday, okay, dude was off by 10 degrees. High of 84, low of 68. And then Friday, 86 and 69. So we're going to have 3 days of adequate weather. 80s and 60s. If we can just make it until Wednesday the 9th, can we do that?
I mean, we can live.
Oh, we can try.
Yeah.
But the next 3 days.
Well, once it's cold, isn't the COVID going to run wild? Is that what we've been told?
Yes. I may be wrong, but I'm not good at running. But hasn't it been running pretty wild all summer?
Yeah.
A friend of mine pointed out that maybe the heat is killing it and just wait till what happens in the fall. I don't like that evil. That is just pure evil, and I want no part of it. So, I don't even want to think about that. Besides, I mean, at some point, we would all agree that more people have had this thing than they've been able to tell us, right?
Yeah.
At some point, haven't we all had it?
I mean, I haven't had it.
Well, I think I have. I don't know, because they said the antibody doesn't stay in there that long. So you have to be, but I'm pretty sure I had it in January. So, someone wants to know, is rain included on those cool days? Nope. It's going to be sunny. It's going to be a good day to get out and run. Get out and bike. Do some outdoorsy stuff. Of course, it's middle of the week. It's actually going to be decent all the way into the weekend, though. Mostly sunny, 88-70 on Saturday and 89-72 on Sunday. So there you go. See, now we have something to look forward to. Again, positive news. That's what we're looking for. Next week's going to be nice. 713-780-ESPN is your number. 713-780-3776. If you want to get in. I've got... Were there any baseball trades other than that Padres one that did anything for you?
No, Padres making moves, though.
But they made four trades, I think?
Yeah, and they got a catcher that I like. It's Aaron Nola's brother from the Mariners. It was like basically the only guy I'd pluck out of the whole Mariners thing. But they got him. They gave up a bunch of, you know, they gave a bunch for Clevinger. But Mike Clevinger, you know, one of, I think, the best young pitchers in baseball. Like, they're going for it.
And they should. I mean, they've got a fun little team.
Yeah. And let me tell you something. The Padres are a team that, you know, there's a lot of teams who, if they win it this year, there's going to be people who are like, oh, it's a you know, a short season, asterisk season, whatever. Padres are one team, they don't care at all.
Yeah. You think anybody there is going to say, oh, well.
Hell no.
Yeah.
Hey, we've won. I don't care what you say. But so I like what the Padres did. I like the Padres team. And they are, you know, they're not going to catch the Dodgers. I mean, the Dodgers are, I think, to me anyway, it's pretty obvious the Dodgers are the best team. Like, it's basically a foregone conclusion. They are the team to beat. And I don't think the Padres are going to catch them. But I think they're basically a lock to be a wild card. And, you know, once you get in there, who knows? It's funny to look at the playoff probabilities at this point. We are, what, I mean, it's 27 games left, something like that?
Yeah, less than half the season.
Tampa, 99.9. New York, 98.6. Your Blue Jays, 79%.
You know what? That's a team that is, they made some moves, too, to get a little bit better. Good for them.
Boston, 2.8. I don't think they're on. The Indians, 98.9. My word,
you're 98.9, and you just traded a stud pitcher.
Well, he wasn't. They weren't going to play for him.
Yeah.
He's the one who was like went out and got COVID, or went out went out and went to, what did he go to, the strip club or something? And they were like, no, we don't want him back. The White Sox, who I picked to win the World Series this year, 98.1. So I'm basically I'm already right.
You're looking live.
Minnesota Twins, 94.4. Detroit 20.6, Kansas City 2.6, Oakland and Houston 99.9 and 99. The rest of the AL West, the Angels 1.8, Rangers 1.7, Mariners 0.7.
Didn't we think that this was going to keep more teams interested? I mean, it's already...
Well, it is in most divisions.
Yeah, I guess.
Because...
There's a few teams that... You know, some of those 20%. Okay, that's... Yeah, that's still a chance. But it does seem like it's a lot more stratified than we thought it was going to be.
Because, like, now, the... You know, the Rockies, who are 8 games out, they're at 500. They're in third place. They're in a division that they have no chance of winning because the Dodgers are really good. They still got a 41% chance because there's so many teams that are going to make it. So they're still right now. What it is going to do is it's going to end up putting in teams that don't deserve to be in the playoffs because top two teams are going to make it.
But we knew that.
So like the NL East, who has the Braves, who are good, not as good as people thought they were going to be, but they're good. And then they're going to have a second place team, which is going to be probably Miami or Philly, both of whom aren't good, but it's not going to matter because they're the second place team. So they're going to be in. Currently, the Cardinals, the NL Central, the Cubs are in first place. The Cardinals are under .500. Every other team in that division is under .500. So, I mean, I doubt that they'll all stay under .500, but a team around .500 is going to make it.
832 says, it's an odd season where a lot of teams make the playoffs, but the Padres and White Sox seem like fake news to me. They're still a year or so away. I don't know if that's true. The White Sox and... I mean, I think the White Sox were going to make a run this year. I think a lot of people thought the Padres were going to make a run. I think the one team that I look at and say, yeah, they're still a year or two away is the Blue Jays, but they're playing good baseball. And if, you know, they sneak in as the one of the last teams, I mean, I don't think they're going to do any damage in the playoffs, but good for them, those guys get some playoff experience. And for all those teams. And the Padres went out and added today. Really over the last couple days. I think that's a team that sees a chance. And, you know, especially in this short year, if you can get it together for a short run in the playoffs, and why can't they?
Yeah.
You're right. They're not going to win the division, but if they're a better team when it comes down to it, you know, all you got to do is win four games. So
the guys that are killing it for the White Sox, Jose Abreu, 312, 12 homers, 30 RBI. No one's surprised at that. That dude, that's all he's done since he's been in the league. That's all he does. He's a masterful hitter. Eloy Jimenez, 303, 11 homers, 26 batted in. He was like literally the number one prospect in baseball
right
2 years ago. And it turns out, well, guess what? He's good.
Better than Kyle Tucker?
Tim Anderson hitting 343. No one's surprised that we saw that last year, that that's the direction he was headed. I mean, if anything, the guy that they brought in, Edwin Encarnacion, has been kind of a disappointment. And, I mean, potentially he could come around and actually get something going. And then from the pitching side, I'm telling you, the White Sox have – I don't want to get into some kind of crazy – hyperbole, but I love the White Sox pitching, particularly Lucas Giolito, who I think is turning into, again, is he Max Scherzer? No. I think he's turning into one of the best pitchers in baseball. And he was at one point a top prospect for the Nationals, kind of flamed out. And now, so he obviously had the stuff. So I don't know. I believe in the White Sox and I believe in the Padres. Now, do I believe in them more than I believe in the Dodgers? No, probably not. The Dodgers are the team to beat. But if you're like saying, hey, go through some teams you could see giving them a run, I wouldn't throw the White Sox and the Padres out. Just like I wouldn't throw the A's or the Astros out.
Yeah, somebody says the Padres kind of remind them of the 2015 Astros. I could see that. That maybe they were a little ahead of their time, but it all came together at the right time. So... Bama Papa Joe says, talk to my friend that lives in San Diego and a Padres fan, says they're all in or people are getting fired, front office and field.
But what's funny is I think the Padres still have like a top five farm system because most of the prospects, quote unquote prospects that they traded were already promoted. Like Austin Hedges, who was at one point like this big prospect catcher, he got traded, but he was already up and they've got a ton of farm system. Like they're loaded in their farm system. So
and they didn't give up. They did not give up any of the top their top prospects in any of these deals, which is pretty amazing. So good for them.
Yeah, look at the White Sox pitching staff: Giolito, Keuchel, and Dylan Cease, who is another top prospect. 3.09, 2.70, 3.0. I mean, they seem pretty real to me.
Yeah, well, I mean, you've got to sustain it for a whole season, but all those guys were trending in the right direction last year.
And there were people who made fun of Dallas Keuchel for going to the White Sox, like, oh, well, he's just going wherever they'll pay him. Like,
well, nobody paid him last year, so I wouldn't blame him if that were the case.
I wouldn't either. But, you know, the White Sox saying, okay, we've got this good young core, let's go out and get Edwin Encarnacion, let's spin that dough, let's spin this Dallas Keuchel dough. To me, they're doing it the right way. I'm into it. And now they just need to go get Koo Chang Mo.
And you're also,
who, by the way, had a forearm issue, and he hasn't pitched in like a month. I don't know. He may be losing hold on the MVP.
That's too bad.
It is a shame.
Well, at least he can go out and play on his hoops goal.
That's no. The Dinos wouldn't like that. I'm pretty sure it's in his contract that he can't hoop it up. But you can. ProDunkHoops.com. That's where you go. You want the best basketball goal on the planet. And how do I know it's the best? Well, because there's one in front of my house. And I actually had some trepidations about putting one up in front of my house because oftentimes you see these goals and they're like, oh, that didn't look great. Well, hoops, it looks great. It's a professional style goal in my driveway. And it's got a thicker steel than any goal you're going to get in the big box stores. It's got a tempered glass backboard. that if it breaks or cracks for any reason, they're going to replace it for free. Rust armor finish, so it's not going to be rusty. It's not going to be leaning. And then they've got a design to fit your home, your driveway, your backyard. They've got a fully portable version. Whatever you want, they got you. And they're all adjustable from 10 feet to 5 feet. So whatever age kid you got, they can get out there and hoop it up. Get your new hoops goal today. See it all at ProDunkHoops.com. That's ProDunkHoops.com. 281-351-9822 for Pro Dunk Hoops. 'Cause we're gonna be legend.
Gonna get their attention. What we're doing. ESPN 97.5.